Part 4. History. Chapter 10. Just for today. The clock has now been turned backward almost a decade for Charlie's father-in-law, Joe. As a scene from the past played forward in his mind, Joe recalled how he had always thought of Charlie more like his own son, not just a son-in-law. Certainly not like this drunken asshole who had decked him right in front of his daughter, Claire. Entry of Sergeant Joe in Skip's journal. I was sitting in a jail cell in Bourbon County, Kansas. My life was just about to take a major turn. Of course, at the time, it felt like a turn for the worse. I felt like everyone was against me, even my own family. I had served my country. I had led men into battle to take ground, climbing those same hills over and over again in the jungles of Vietnam. We lost some damn good Marines. Most people do not think of death every day. I had to. Bringing my command home alive became my goal. My job was keeping people alive. The first casualty made winning that war personal for me. I was the baddest son of a bitch in Nam. No fear allowed here. Now, here I am in jail. Damn it, this is not my fault. That sucker was a smartass and had it coming. My phone call today was with the VA, Veterans Affairs. First things first, soldier. Who the hell called them? I felt like I was back in boot camp. Hell, I had to remind myself that I was retired. The VA official was rattling off my history like I don't remember all the fights and scrapes I've been in. He had talked to my family, and they all decided I needed to sit here until I chose an addiction treatment facility to go to. Do I want to go back to the VA hospital or to a community-based primary care for addicts? That is the question. That answer is the only thing that will get me out of here, so I need to make a decision stat. The VA official will not say which of my family members called him the ass. Had to be my ex-wife, my girlfriend, or my daughter, Claire. Claire is just a child. Surely none of the men that I consider brothers from my tour in Nam would have called them. I told the guy where I thought a good facility might be. It had to do with his ass in a place where the sun does not shine. So, here I sit. Once again, I let my mouth overload my brain. Hope the food's good. 15 days into my stay, Claire called. I have always had a soft spot for my daughter. She's beautiful, kind, gentle, and so incredibly smart. Well, she is my daughter. She started in on me.
Daddy, what's going on? Mom says you're in jail for a fight in a bar.
Claire's mom is my ex-wife, Joyce.
Daddy, get it together, please. If you continue to destroy yourself, who is going to be there for me? Don't you know that I need you? Who will teach me to drive? Who will come to my graduation? Who will walk me down the aisle when I get married? That is supposed to be you. Dad, I need you. Please, get help. Please, get better.
Claire pleaded. Of course I melted. I could never say no to my baby. I really wanted to be there for her. I needed to be there for her.
When I was little, you were always there for me. You packed my lunch and fixed my hair. I don't need those things anymore, Dad, but I still need you. You were my hero then. Please, be my hero now.
I sat there in jail, contemplating my life and Claire's words. 3 weeks later, Ernie, my old Navy buddy, finally bailed me out. There with him stood Claire. My first thought was, now we're talking, how about a beer? Nope. They had other ideas for me. Ernie had contacted Claire, and together they had worked to get me into the Addiction Treatment Center in Girard. They drove me straight there. Claire gave me the biggest hug at the entrance. She looked me directly in the eye and said,
I know you can do this, Dad. You can do this for yourself and for me. I have faith in you. You are my hero.
Ernie gave me a hard clap on the back and said,
Place this self-doubt in God's hands. Tell the old enemy to get on out of here. Ending with, Just for today, Joe, stay here. Let go, and let God take the lead.